গোপি জানা বল্লভাগিরি বরধারি গোপী জানা বল্লভাগিরি বরধারি যশোদা নন্দনা ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবন চারি তীরবন যমুনা তীরবন চারি তীরবন হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে রাম 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 হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ গুরুদেব 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 জয় গুরুদেব 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 জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস বিরাজ গচ্ছ অষ্টাদশ
श्री भैरचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टदर सद श्री श्रीमद शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर तिरुभाव तिथि महामहोत्सव की जय। डीज पेरेंट्स डे ऑफ शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। डीज पेरेंट्स डे फेस्टिवल ऑफ शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गौरनिताय दर्शनार्थी की जय। समवत वैष्णवृंद की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। अलाचुआ भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धसगेनाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने। श्रीवार्षवानवी देवी दयिताय कृपादये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभुवे नमः। माधुर्य उज्ज्वल प्रेमाद्य श्री रूपानुग भक्ति दासी गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्ते। नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीन तारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्ध अप सिद्धांत धान्त हारिणे। वंशाकल्प तरुवेश्य कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई लाइक टू गिव माई रेस्पेक्ट टू ऑल द सीनियर डिवोटीज। यू ऑल आर ऑलरेडी क्वालिफाइड। यू डोंट नीड टू हियर फ्रॉम मी बट आउट ऑफ योर मर्सीफुल नेचर especially my spiritual instructor Tomohar Prabhu, he asked me to give some glory of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. So I beg all of your mercy, please give me some blessings so I can glorify, and if there is some correction, only you all can correct me, and that will be my good fortune. So with that attitude, I would like to offer my Pushpanjali offered in two ways. One, in spiritual world, the feeling of the devotee manifests as a flower. So we all offer flower. And better than that, Srila Prabhupada told to Harikesh Maharaj, to find the greatness, quality, attributes that Guru possess and glorify and discuss that and distribute. So we are doing both. More I understand about Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada, more I see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, and more we hear about Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, then I find our Prabhupada is just like a duplicate. I don't know if it's a proper word, but just like a duplicate. In all the activities that we do in our ISKCON center, in the beginning I would like to mention, in 1924, on the 50th birthday of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, it was a very big festival, and he established many things that we do in our day-to-day life. Until 1924, there was no Guru Puja every day in celebration in a temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established in Sivasangan, after Nityananda Prabhu appeared there, big Vyasa Puja on Guru Purnima day. And since that time, until Srila Bhakti, for 400 years there was a dark age. After that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada spoke many times that how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the pioneer of this Krishna consciousness movement after this dark age. He revived. But still, lot of his idea was not implemented until Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur appeared. So 1924, on 50th birthday, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was sitting in his Vyasasan and he asked the disciple, "Do you have any question?" And you'll be surprised what the first question they asked. "How to understand you are pleasing your Guru when your Gurudev gave you 3 instructions and you disobey apparently, or you did not follow?" And the first question was that Srila Gaur Krishnadas Babaji told Srila Bimala Prasad at that time. And Srila Prabhupada gives the name, how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur name came in Adi Lila. Prabhupada, in the purport, Prabhupada explained that Srila Prabhupada explained the whole pranam mantra even in different lecture on today's. So in a short, that I'll go a little side story and then come back. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jagannath Puri, he was very extremely busy, and whoever was the magistrate that time used to also run the temple. So he was very busy, extremely busy. And then he was concerned about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, but did not focus on it until Jagannath Dev appeared in him. And he said, "Kedarnath," his name was Kedarnath Dutt, "I did not send you here to manage. I want you to preach Krishna consciousness." And then he says, "But my Lord, I don't have any time. I barely make any time to what I supposed to do with your service in the temple and family and everything else, that I'm 24 hours busy." Then some or other, after 3 days, Jagannath Dev again appeared. He said, "Kedarnath, I want you to start preaching Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, his own incarnation, Jagannath's." So then he says, "Prabhu, I'm trying, but I don't have time. If you feel that is so important, then please send your own person." And Prabhupada gave that emphasis that when Srila Bimala Prasad, or this baby, fifth child of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, appeared in 1874, 6th February at 3:30 p.m. Then there was a sign on the neck beads. There was a mark impression of neck beads. There was a Brahmin thread. The umbilical cord actually wrapped in such a way, it was a Brahmin thread, just like that. And many symptoms were showing that is a ray of Vishnu. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not emphasize until his grain ceremony and name-giving. And name-giving ceremony, there's a whole pastime that how he got this Bimala Devi, the Jogo Maya. If you go to Jagannath Temple, you'll see on the west, south corner, there's a temple of Jogo Maya named Bimala Devi. And they never open it until once a year. But don't ask the pandas to explain you what is Bimala Prasad. They think it's a goat meat you offer to Jogamaya Durga and then you get it. That was a misunderstanding. It's not Durga Devi, it's a Jogamaya, Bimala Devi. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to her. So when saw the sun appeared such a beautiful, auspicious day in Holy Dham, Jagannath Puri. So immediately he gave the name on the sixth month. And Prabhupada gave a whole beautiful details how, as a magistrate's wife, Bhagavati Devi had a privilege to ride on the chariot of Jagannath, who stopped, nobody knows why, for 3 days. Of course we know why, because now Rath Yatra is all over the world. So then Srila Bimala Prasad, as a baby, wanted to grab the offer himself, and at that time the garland fell. Then it was such an auspicious sign, and all the pandas were saying very mercifully, Lord has gave your son all this mercy, he will become a great devotee. And since that day his name is Bimala Prasad. Then when he got initiation, he got named Vishabhanu Daita Das. And there is a whole beautiful pastimes. And then Srila Prabhupada says, in early days, he translated this astronomical combination with astrology on the basis of Surya, solar, not lunar, but lunar is under, how to calculate everything, every movement, day, night, sunrise, sunset, everything. And because of his extraordinary capacity to calculate those, they gave him Siddhanta, Surya Siddhanta translator, as a Siddhanta Sarasvati. And Srila Prabhupada said when he took sannyas, then he added Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj. That's how Prabhupada put it. That's how the whole name we chant. Of course, we know that he took sannyas from his Gurudev in a form of a photo. And the photos that we see, those are taken by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in 1914, before his Guru Maharaj departed, and 1914 Bhaktivinoda Thakur departed, and 1915 Guru Maharaj departed. So in 1924, back to that story, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur replied, what was the first instruction that you remembered? Said, well, your Guru Maharaj told you not to go to Calcutta. Never go to Calcutta, it's a place of Kali. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur replied, I never went to Calcutta. I am always holding the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj in my heart, which is purifying. Everything comes in contact. But my Guru Maharaj's lotus feet also needed, wherever the most needed, I'm carrying that lotus feet. It's a pure goodness. Purify the three modes of material nature. And you happen to see that is Calcutta. But I never went to Calcutta. Even though his first temple was in Calcutta, Pultadanga. And then he said, what is the next question you had? The next instruction my Guru Maharaj gave, he was asking them because he mentioned them before. He said, next instruction is that do not take any disciple, don't make any disciple. He said, I did not make any disciple. 1915, I was crying, and just before Brahma Muhurta, my Gurudev appeared with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Parshad. They gave me blessing. And my Guru Maharaj told me, I will send people to help you. So you all are representative of my Guru Maharaj. I never saw you that I was initiating. I only have a 4 assistant, 2 leg, 2 hand. I tell them where to take me and what to do. So my hands and leg, that's all I have. You all are my representative of my Guru Maharaj. Then what was the third question, instruction my Gurudev gave? He says, third instruction was that do not ever associate with the non-devotees. He said, association means you taking their idea and trying to implement or hold it in your heart. I never did that. I always trying to bring the most purificatory substance from the spiritual abode, from the lotus feet of my Gurudev, and giving them. I never took anything from them. There is nothing in this world can give. I only gave to them. So this way they got pacified and they removed their ignorance. It was a genuine question, was not a just a theological doctrine. At that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur established few things. The fourth question was not an instruction. Fourth question was that, how come on your birthday you are doing the Guru Puja, that we never did Guru Puja for 50 years? And he says, since the beginning of creation, there was not even one living entity can escape from this covering of this universe without pure devotional service. So, we all are here in this universe. And we want to get out of this Maya's fortress and enter into spiritual domain of divine couples loving devotional service in Golok Vrindavan. And in that process we find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So as all the acharyas came, associates came. But where was I? I was so much undercover, deep down in the stool pit, that their mercy could not penetrate to reach me in such a dirty, filthy place. But it is my Guru Maharaj who has come as a mercy of Lord Gauranga to uplift me from that dirty place. Therefore, that Guru is more important on his birthday to do glorifying him and submit myself than other activities. Therefore, from now on, you do Guru Puja on my birthday, he declared. And we do this every day. And then from that day, also they do Guru Puja, just like we do in every temple. Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja. And he was giving that how, on specially, the disappearance and appearance day is more important for every followers to glorify than any other days. Because on that day, this two particular day, from the spiritual pure goodness existence, wherever they are preaching with the Lord or serving in the spiritual world, they are, at that time, they are very aware of that day and they bestow blessing. Today, right now, their blessing from the spiritual world. Whoever has a interest to hear about the good quality and how important this preaching movement, how we should devote to push this movement despite obstacle, at that time empower us and give us blessings. So therefore we celebrate. There are a few things. I just want to mention a few things that he established on that day, that we are eternally indebted, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, that we understood this. And one of these is that daily Guru Puja. He also wrote the Guru Parampara song. There's many pastimes, but just few things I collected, that Guru Parampara song, because Smartha and Sahajiya calling Nityananda Bangsa, they are like diverting their monopoly, that they said, unless you come to me, you cannot go to Krishna. All kinds of hotspots was going on in Bengal and Vrindavan. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur composed that Guru Parampara, where we are coming from. Sampradaya Bihina Mantraste Nishphala Mata. Srila Prabhupada quoted that verse many times, that without initiation in the Sampradaya, you cannot be connected to the Supreme Absolute. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur composed that song. Then another very important factor, that Srila Prabhupada says in 69, in disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he says, my Guru Maharaj used to tell me sometime personally, lot of his preaching difficulties. One of the difficulties is that how the Smarthas, they went so angry against him. And you all know that story how they collected 25,000 rupees to bribe the police officer and told him that we are going to do something to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Prabhupada heard this story from his Guru Maharaj directly. And police officer says, well, we take bribe, we indulge in taking bribe, but we cannot tolerate dealings with the saintly person like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. You can give us the bribe, we'll take the bribe. So, but then Srila Prabhupada said, the police officer went to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He said, they want to kill you. So opposition comes, but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, this opposition beginning with, you know, we chant our Gayatri Mantra. The Gaur Gayatri Mantra was not there before Bimala Prasad, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Gaur Gayatri Mantra, Mahaprabhu's time was implemented by Sivananda Sen's son, had this four name, Gayatri Mantra, Gayatri four, and some devotee was testing, Nokul Brahmachari had this. Because Mahaprabhu was connected and Sivananda Sen did not want to come and he came, he was thinking, if he knows what I'm thinking, because Mahaprabhu has a connection with, very intimately with both. So over there is established, but after that it disappeared. And they did not have, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't realize. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur initiated some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's first initiation, like Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. They were first given initiation by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. After that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually told them to join with Bimala Prasad because he has an idea how to establish Gauravani, Krishna consciousness movement. So they joined and he started giving this Gaura Gayatri Mantra. Before that, Gopal Gayatri Mantra, Kama Gayatri Mantra, Brahma Gayatri Mantra, Guru Gayatri Mantra was there. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur saw this, that without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it is very difficult to establish this Krishna consciousness movement. So he was searching, he found in Veda. So then immediately the Smarta, they invited him to Bara Akra in Navadvip, a place called Bara Akra, and he went there. And all these thousands of scholars, Brahmana, or Smartas, Sahajiya, Vaishnava came, new fight. And they challenged him. Says, how did you introduce some mantra concocted by yourself? He said, I did not do anything on my own. Everything coming by the mercy of Guru and Mahaprabhu and Guru Parampara. Nothing my own. So where did you find this Gayatri Mantra? He said, please open the Atharva Veda. Oh, they have already Atharva Veda with them. They came with preparation. Then open the Chaitanya Upanishad. They open this. They're right there. Then on the back of the audience, a big clapping started. That was Gaur Kushidas Babaji. And the whole audience started clapping. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur established a lot of things for us and we, just for our deliverance, make it easy. Then Jagannathas Babaji told Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur to make a calendar. Until that time, there was no exact date, only secluded disappearance day, appearance day. Janmashtami was like a Hindu calendar, everybody would follow. This Gaudiya calendar started by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Of course, you know the Holy Dham, how it manifested Mayapur, how hard work he did, even to a point to bring John Anderson, the governor, British governor, was so important. That even when he heard the point that he does not take vegetarian, he only eats meat, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, yes, order in Calcutta hotel to get some meat so that, but he has to come. And could not everybody could understand his view. But then, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur explained that we'll do anything, every way, any way, to establish Krishna consciousness, Mahaprabhu's mission, it does not, nothing can stop us. Then they saw Srimati Radharani's view, same idea, to please Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was so determined in his establishing Krishna consciousness. Of course, they didn't bring meat, just to let you know. But the plan was there. Then, on the disappearance day, he also said that those who feel separation by hearing about the great contribution of their guru, that they become more close to him. So it is necessary we hear his glory and we become more close to him. He also introduced Bhagavat Sannyas. Before there was no Sannyas, only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our Guru Parampara. After that, the six Goswamis, they were Paramahansa stage and everybody started imitating. Only Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur saw that if Varnashram is established, then everybody, their contamination with the three modes can be accommodated. Then they can chant and do devotional service easy. So to establish this, you need the head first. Without the head, body cannot. So he established the Bhagavat Sannyas by himself. He started the Sannyas. Oh, big opposition came, even his own brother. Big opposition. You can see Prabhupada's letter to Guru Kripa Maharaj about Lalit Prasad and others. Prabhupada was very dynamic, polite, and so first-class letter Prabhupada writes, the way he writes, that between these two brothers you may find offensive to you, but there is a lila, there is no offense, because they have a dealings in that way. Prabhupada was trying to protect us, protect Guru Kripa Maharaj and others. He also translated Brahma Sanhita. He also gave the Anubhashya commentary in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what Prabhupada translated in English. And the list goes on, how much contribution he has. But because of the time being, I'm trying to give you some synopsis of his preaching, that how he was establishing a practical demonstration how to perform devotional service. There was a sannyasi at that time in Gauriyamath. By the way, Gauriyamath, the definition of Gauriyamath Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave was very nice. He said, when I see that everybody every house, every member is eager to hear about Lord Chaitanya, that is Gauriyamath. Gauriyamath means where you find everybody is eager to hear about Krishna, about Lord Chaitanya. And he told all his followers that you all should dedicate every moment to fulfill the mission of my Guru Maharaj. And Prabhupada says the same thing. So we are assisting Prabhupada to fulfill his Guru Maharaj's mission. And this is the easy way to enter into spiritual world and domain of divine couples loving service. And this is a very sweet. Now, in order to establish, there was a one sannyasi, he didn't want to go anywhere from Holy Dham. He wants to stay there. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked him, go out and preach. But Gurudev, I don't want to move because if I die or something. Well, after a while, during his time, he came out with a chronic disease. Just to survive, he had to go to Calcutta hospital. And he was struggling there, and he actually left the body in Calcutta. And this is a very profound. Same time, there was a one devotee, Satish Prabhu. He was very simple. He asked Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Gurudev, if you feel sometime I would like to go to Vrindavan, I hear so much nice harikatha from you about Vrindavan, I never. He said, when time comes, you'll go. Just be busy in your devotional service. And you chant whole day and take care of the cows. That's all. One day, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur called him. He says, I think you should go for this Kartik to Vrindavan and have a darshan of the Vrindavan Dham and come go to spiritual world. Something like this. So he went there, and when he went there, he arrived on the day Kartik Vrata began, and he saw the beautiful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna deity in Vrindavan, and he raised his hand. So I am in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu and all the Brajabashis, and he paid dandavat, and he went in samadhi, never got up. When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sagar heard it, he said, that is Guru Bhakti. Just try to fulfill Guru's desire. You will enter into Golok Vrindavan. He already entered within his time. Certain cases, he displayed how each of us or myself can tolerate in the performance of devotional service. That every day he would come out from Chaitanya Math and he would cross the river, and when he would about to get into the boat, there was a one man, Sripada Ramapad Maharaj was mentioning 2 years back this story, that this man used to criticize heavily to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Ah, you think you are a big guy, a sannyasi with so many followers. You know, I could imagine, because I saw Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would pay like, and nobody understood why he does that, and he would cross the boat and would go. Every time he would pass by, this man would come from somewhere to chastise and yell to him. Of course, some of his disciples felt like to beat him up, but Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told them, don't. So one day, they came and told on the second floor in Chaitanya Math, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to live. He said, Prabhupada, there's good news that man who used to criticize, he just passed. He just died. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur immediately folded hand, and immediately tears started coming. Oh Gurudev, this is horrible. You used to protect me. You used to protect me. My false pride, success in preaching now coming, and my false ego will go so high. And you used to protect me by yelling and chastising. Who is going to do this? And everybody thought, what? How did he see his Guru Maharaj there? And then later on he says, we should learn that any obstacle comes, the obstacle actually intensify our devotion or coming closer to Krishna, not obstacle as an obstacle. It is created by our Guru or Krishna. Prabhupada says that too. Everybody knows that sloka where Prabhupada says, he gave a two purport in that. Taptena kampa susamikshamana bhunjane vatma kritam vipakam ridbaka bopubir vidadan namaste jiveta jamukti padesha dayavak. Prabhupada said there too, how Krishna arranged some obstacle in our life, where just to take out the last reason. Now, this is for our personal, but he did not tolerate when it would be, opposition would come against Krishna and Vaishnava. Just the opposite. He would not tolerate. Like an example, Gopal Prabhu is not here. He joined in 68 and he was there, and that I was talking to him, where Mahaman Prabhu told me the story that near Gorakhpur, Prabhupada went there as one of the speaker, and it's a big hall room. So there's a big list of speaker, and Prabhupada is number 7. So the one speaker come, he's speaking all garbage, impersonalism. Second speaker, and Prabhupada, they could notice Prabhupada's face is like not feeling happy at all. On the third speaker speaking, a big guru with his 20 sannyasi disciple, Mayavadi, and says, there is no such form or name of Krishna, it's just a here. And Prabhupada just gave a little hints, and they all started clapping and chanting, dancing. And then the MC says, excuse me, you're number 7, not now. He said, stop it. And then Prabhupada started heavy kirtan. Heavy kirtan. The whole audience, thousands of people, they are jubilant in kirtan, dancing, chanting. And this guru just got down with all sannyasis, left. After the program finished, Prabhupada came to the car. So they were like little grave. What happened is like a little, you know, war. Prabhupada says, feel good to kick the face of impersonalist. And Gopal Prabhu remembers, Prabhupada was very heavy, happy. Similar, you can see the like father, like son. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would tolerate when criticism would come, like Ambarish Prabhu said, in Hawaii he had experience. Prabhupada did that. Our Prabhupada also did that. For personal criticism, he took it. But for society criticism, he said he cannot give class, something like this. So then, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he was traveling and there was a big Mayavadi traveling with a lot of sannyasis and preaching heavy. So thousands of people came together and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur could not take it. He just told his sannyasi disciple, just stay here. He went all the way to the stage, right in front of the speaker, and he says, why you think everybody is one, oneness? Where this idea? Look at, I show you two. He started slapping left and right. You see, you getting slapped, not me. And I'm slapping, you are not slapping. I am giving you pain, you getting pain. Do you see two? Not one, do you see two? The speaker could not say anything. Took all his 20 sannyas disciples and left. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur sat down there and talked about Gauravani. Just like Prabhupada. I mean, father like son, you can say. There are a lot of similarity. Okay. There's a very nice that how in Jagannath Puri, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, even from his childhood, he was very, it's like you can see that he was aware of the world's condition. So one time, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was very polite, gentleman. He was not a feisty preacher out front in the public. He would do through his writing, but implementation he was doing through his son. He is a small young boy, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Bimala Prasad. So the big Babaji, Smartha leader, he came to see Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He was confused, why you giving such a nice harikatha, but you don't have a neck beats, don't have a sika. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, I was not instructed by Lord Chaitanya, where is my guru, how do I find it? So that's why. So Lord Chaitanya comes and tells you, he said, yes. By the mercy of Krishna, we get Guru. And by the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. Brahmanda Brahmite Guno Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. If you look at the word Guru Krishna Prasade, Prabhupada says, by the mercy of Krishna, we come to Guru. And by the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. It's very sweet. So, that time, Bimala Prasad just walked by. You know, the children sometimes does, I don't know if you, I noticed that. So, Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj says, is that your son? He says, why he doesn't like me? He's ignoring me. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, I'm sorry to say, but he hates Sahajiyas. What? I'm sorry, you must be acting as a Sahajiya in your private life, that he hates Sahajiya. He could not figure it out. A little boy hates Sahaji at that age. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he grew up in such a heavy that in his life, I have at least few stories. Please bear with me. I'm trying to, because there's seven more stories I wanted to tell. At least two. Those are so attractive, you know, sometime even during my day I think of sometime those pastimes are so powerful, just like Prabhupada's. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he saw the Holy Dham as expansion of Chinmay Dham from Golok Vrindavan. And Jadabi Seilila Kare Gora Rai Kono Kono Bhagavan Jeev Dekhivare Pai. Prabhupada quote that verse also, that even till today the Leela is going on. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur happened to be living all the time in his room from evening till morning, but it's a very mystery. If somebody would pass by, you know that you could not pass by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur until you satisfy his question. If you pass by, say, who is that? It's me. Me who? The body or the mind? This is Satish, Prabhupada. Satish is who? The body or the mind or the soul, who is Satish? It's like, if you would say mind, he would say, I never know any Satish mind. Then until he come to that point, I am a servant of Srila శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఐఎమ్ ఎ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ యూ ప్రభుపాద్ దెన్ హీ వుడ్ లెట్ హిమ్ గో అదర్వైజ్ యూ కుడ్ నాట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ ఇస్ ద మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ ద నైట్ ఆర్ వేర్ ఎవర్ యూ పాసింగ్ బై దట్ రోడ్ వేర్ హీ ఈస్ టు లీవ్ బట్ శ్రీపద్ భారతి మహారాజ్ టెల్ ద స్టోరీ ద జననివాస్ ప్రభు ఈస్ టు హియర్ దిస్ బికాస్ భారతి మహారాజ్ ఈస్ టు కమ్ ఎవ్రీ ఇయర్ ప్రభుపాద్ బెస్ట్ డిసిపియన్స్ డే అండ్ ఈస్ టు టెల్ అస్ ద స్టోరీ దట్ శిల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత ఠాగూర్ ఎవ్రీ డే మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ ద నైట్ హీ వుడ్ గెట్ డౌన్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ అప్స్టేయర్ And those days there was a jungle. You cannot imagine now Mayapur. I didn't see Mayapur for 10 years, 12 years. But even that early days, Pushkar Prabhu knows, there was not that good roads. Even when John Anderson came, there was no pakka road. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur himself used to bring the straws on the dirt road so that the cart, when the governor comes, cart will not get stuck. And in early days, just to keep a one devotee, they used to make a bidi. You know, bidi is a, like cigarette, tobacco. Because the pujari would not stay. It's a snake, lion, tiger, there was no road, nothing. How hard struggle to just to establish that temple. Now it's like we are, some of them shows off that they bought a building and this, that. But those days, how hard struggle they went through to establish this. But he would get down every day. So one day, a couple of disciples were like whispering, what's going on? Middle of the night he goes every night. Tomorrow we're going to test it. So they were ready to test him. And then he used to have a wooden sandal with a big toe knob, not like an easy slippery. They hear this cut, 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 cut sound. As he's going very far, they started following hidingly so that they don't get caught. But they want to see where their Guru Maharaj goes every night. It's a little suspicious but very enlivening inquiry. So they follow. After a while, two of them says, I can't even see, can't move, I go back. Then one stayed, Bharati Maharaj, then he came to a point where he could not see anything. But it's so dark, he could not even see his own hand, and he got scared. Then he almost fell off by the tree, and then he started hearing kirtan, melodious, clear, crystal, baritone voice, so sweet kirtan coming and becoming louder and louder. So loud kirtan, like a millions of people are chanting and dancing. And his eyes are like blind. He could not see what's going on. So vibration, such an enlivening kirtan, never heard. His whole body started trembling. Wow. Then all of a sudden, it's going on and on. After a while, he's hearing this. He's going down, 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 like kirtan going very far, 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 far. As it was like stopping, all of a sudden he heard this. Cut, 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 cut. His Guru Maharaj just coming back. The next day he traced, that was the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Bhashangan. Every night Mahaprabhu's kirtan extend there. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur join there every night. There was a hiddenly, they were explored. And they say, oh, he is not from here. He is from Golok Vrindavan. So that's where the idea comes. That Ananta Vasudev had a dream and he told next day morning, Prabhupada, you are Nayanamani Manjari. How did you know? Hamsudut Maharaj asked that question to Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, these are very confidential. We don't discuss in public. But then if you hear, if you don't ask, how you'll know? So you should ask me. But it is not something to be discussed in public. This manjari form and all this confidential. So Prabhupada gave a very nice letter. So we know, and Prabhupada did say in that letter, that yes, my Guru Maharaj is manjari, serving to the manjaris. So this idea came, and then after that, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur started a heavy kirtan. According to Prabhupada, 1918, when he took sannyas, Prabhupada says, at least repeated Prabhupada, that 1918 he established Krishna consciousness movement. Because he was doing, you know, 10 crores chanting and all this. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him. Bhakti Siddhanta, why did I send you there? Said, I'm doing bhajan. I didn't send you to do bhajan. I send you to establish Krishna consciousness. So that's why he stopped all this chanting and everything. He wants to chant and distribute publicly. And he started big way. And that time, in Bhakti Bhavan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's friend, Dijendranath Thakur, very famous, you'll know, he had two son, Ratindranath and Rabindranath Tagore. He was a Nobel Prize winner. So when he came, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was there, then Rabindranath Tagore, he got Nobel Prize because of his, even though he dropped out from fifth grade, he was the best poem writer, he was a poet, he got Nobel Prize. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked him to sing on Krishna's song. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was listening. When he listened the song, he felt disgusted on this melody, rhythm, tune and all this. The whole Krishna name was disappeared. The melody is going back and forth and it's like. So then since that time Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was very heavy on Kirtan and he gave a 108 question answer like that. Very nice in Bhakti Vikas Maharaj's book, narrate this. The question and answer, that what is Kirtan, how to establish Kirtan. So just to point this, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he was living in this world, 1936 morning or 1937 morning in America, 1936 evening over there, no, 1936 midnight, we say midnight, in lunar calendar is different. He wanted to hear this most famous song he used to love always. It's called Sri Rupa Manjari. And this Prabhu going to sing. But I'm going to end with this one little story, pastimes, that we should be feeling very proud, not a false proud, but spiritual pride, that we are so proud that we are following Srila Prabhupada, whose father is another Prabhupada, who is big lion guru. Just to establish this, that there is a one devotee fell down during Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur time because his wife was Ramakrishna followers. Ramakrishna is nothing but an opposition to Vaishnavism. Let's put it this way. The whole idea of Ramakrishna, and she was so heavy determined, he pulled her husband out of Gauriya Math and made him eat fish, go back to karmi life. So he did. He fell for the trap. He died. When he died in India, they put and I met him, his name is Ram Goti Prabhu. And they put the fire before they burn the body. And the eldest son supposed to put the fire in the mouth. So Ram Goti Prabhu's dead body was put there for 24 hours because his son used to live in Guwahati, Assam. And where he lived, it takes about 9-10 hours to go to Guwahati to get the son. So they, by the time he came, it was 24 hours and the dead body is there. The villagers are waiting to burn the body. As the son came, all of a sudden something happened to him. He said, Father, you're going to die, but you told me, he's just talking to his dead father or dead body of his father, that you are a devotee of Hare Krishna, Gauriya Math. But I don't know what is the rituals of this, but I'll do it. And he started crying. He's missing his father. All of a sudden, everybody saw the dead body just woke up. And he literally moved all the wood and started walking. Told his son, do not take me to your home. I want to go to my Guru Maharaj's temple. And they traveled and he cried and cried. Whole 12 years he lived and he wrote his vision, what he saw. What happened to 24 hours? He left this world. He saw himself in a hall room of thousands of suffering people in a queue. And there is a big throne and Jamaraj and Chitragupta and whole ministry of the Jamarajas, and all these people are getting ready to be punished in the big court.
And he was like nervous and he's like penetrating, crying, but his memory is not coming back as a devotee because he ate too much fish or whatever he did. And it's like so fearful, he came to a point that, you know, you call one by one number or name and his point came. Then Jamaraj got down from his chair and he came all the way in front of him and he asked him, "Who is Prabhupada?" "Prabhupada." "Oh," he just came out from his illusion. "My Gurudev." "Go and do bhajan. Preach." And that's where he came back to his body and he opened the wood and came out. And he cried and whole 12 years he cried. And he told that our Guru Maharaj is known by all the demigod. We should just follow him and we will be eternally happy in Golok Vrindavan. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Tagore ki jai.
Tony, let him be done.
Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Shei Mora Shampada Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Shei Mora Shampada Shei Mora Bhajana Puja Bhajana Pujana Jai Mora Jai Mora Prana Dhana Jai Mora Yabharana Jai Mora Prana Dhana Shei mora jivane ra jivana Shei mora jivane ra jivana Shei mora rasa nidhi Shei mora bancha siddhi Shei mora rasa nidhi Shei mora bancha siddhi Shei mora sanidhi Shei mora bancha siddhi Shei mora bede radhara mora vede radharama Shei mora Shei brata shei tapa Shei mora mantra japa Shei Shei mora dharama karama Onukule habe bibi shei pade hoibe siddhi onukula Onukula habe bibi shei pade hoibe siddhi Nirakiba e dui nayane Rupa Madhuri Rashi Prana Kuba Laya Shashi Rupa Madhuri Rashi Prana Kuba Laya Shashi Prafullita Habe Nishi Dine Apropullita habe niti dine Dua adarsa na hoi gara le jara la dehi Dua adarsa na hoi gara le jara la dehi Dina tapita jivana Dina dina tapita jivana Aharupa karadaya deha more padakaya Aharupa karadaya deha more padakaya Narottama loila sharana Narottama loila sharana Aharupa karadaya deha more padakaya Aha prabhu karadaya deha more padakaya Narottama loila charana Jaya Vishnu Thakur Jaya Vishnu Thakur Jaya Vishnu Thakur Jaya Vishnu Thakur Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.